The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the... Welcome back. It's me. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on the 8th of August. It's 8-8-2023, 7:05 in the morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. And good morning, everybody. News is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're going to be on later on today. Caring community and courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christina's here. Too many C's to start off this morning. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Are we going to be stars today? Yes.
Yeah.
Don't think about it. Just say, yes, Carl. You could say, yes, I'm going to be a star, Carl. I'm not sure about you. You could even say that.
I was actually kind of confused because I'm a star every day.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's cute. Hey, do we have a national day today? I heard that yesterday was National Donut Day. Could that have been true?
I don't know. I was actually already celebrating a few times Donut Day for the last few months.
Oh, okay.
But I know today is International Dollar Day, and 8th of August in 1786.
Wait a minute. International what day?
Dollar Day. Our money.
Dollar Day?
Yeah.
Woo! Well, 3 days ago was National Dollar Day for you all. Yeah, we pay on you got paid, right? I put a check out there. Are you shaking your head?
Yes, I did. Okay. I get paid. All good.
Okay. All right. Just making sure everybody got paid. Okay. So, good morning, everybody. And, yesterday, let me tell you what happened yesterday. We had two guests on for yesterday, and both of them called Sunday and said they couldn't make it. Something had blown up, and they couldn't, well, not literally, but something, they couldn't make it. So this is like 9:30 at night. I can go, if one cancels, that's fine, you know. But when both canceled, it was just kind of like, you know, I think I'm just going to run last Wednesday's show that had Chief Bill Schuller on it. So much information, and he's such a great guy. So I got a hold of Liam at 10 o'clock on Sunday night. I said, can you take care of this tomorrow morning, just run that show? And he goes, I'll take care of it tonight. So he came in, I don't know what time, Sunday night, and loaded it up. Now, but my favorite comment is from Sungold. I know you're listening, Sungold. Here's my favorite comment. What's the status? Okay. Good morning. I think your stream video needs to be reset. It's just showing an empty room. Or are you doing a remote? Oh, it's a rerun. That was cute. Because you watch this every day. So I'm waving to you. I don't know how many other people watch it. So, okay, let's get moving. I saw the most, I saw the funniest video this morning. A bike thief. Ready for this? People leave, I don't know where it is. A guy was wearing shorts and everything, but the people left their garage door open, and there's a bunch of bikes in there. And this guy wanders in to steal a bike, and here comes this golden retriever, comes charging out at him, and he just right up. And the guy stops, and he puts the bike back, and then he starts petting the golden retriever. And now the golden retriever is just loving him. He falls down, rolls over on his back. He gets his belly rubbed. He gets up. He's licking the guy's face, and the guy's saying, where's Dad? Where's Dad? Dad wasn't coming out, so he's petting it. Takes the bike and leaves. I don't think you can have a golden retriever as a watchdog. Anyway, I don't know if anybody else saw that. Okay, let's see what some things are going on in our lives. County is paying $1.5 million in sheriffs in a lawsuit when their sheriff's deputy was going at about 100 miles an hour, according to the report here, and it hit a deer lost control of the car and went across the road and hit a small truck, killed somebody and injured the other people. And it appears that it wasn't an emergency he was running for. It was he had backup calls off, and backup calls for a sheriff out in the middle of nowhere. They all agreed was that the speed was very excessive, and paid the family $1.5 million. The Record Searchlight building that's out there, off of Caterpillar, out in that way, is being repurposed. I don't know if they're going to tear it down. It sounds like they are. They're going to put a gas station there and a coffee shop and a store. One of the things that are happening there. We're going to have our community calendar here at about 7:15. I believe we got the American Legion rolling in here at 7:30. And then, like I said, at 8 o'clock, we're going for with Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, Waterworks Park had a fire out in their maintenance shed. And the fire was contained. And it's all the information they had. And that happened at, about midnight. So I don't know if the maintenance shed, if that keeps it from being open today. I hope not. There's a lot of people love that place. What else do we have going on in our area? That's about it. I'm not going to get into the, we have an eclectic group of friends, as you could probably guess, no matter what some people think. And one of them is, we have several that are working to prevent the recall. We have friends that are working for the recall. And they can't do anything. They can't plan anything all through August because they're all knocking on doors. I don't know where they are with that. You know, a while ago, they were like 1,000 short. So I don't know if that's 1,000 short from the required number or 1,000 short from wanting to have, of course, more. Because you're going to find some of them are not any good, or that people are living or signing it, but they don't live in the district and all these things. So it's interesting to see, have groups of friends that are working on that we're friends with, but they're working on opposite sides of the issue there. And then, by the way, before I leave here for a break. And then we have Anne-Marie call. I just want to thank everybody out there for all the great birthday wishes. I got lots of birthday wishes on Facebook. I didn't put anything in it. I don't have to. I think it's got my birthday in there. But Linda wrote something. It was very, very nice. And we had friends from I haven't seen in a long time were writing things. I got phone calls from Wyoming, Tennessee, a lot of places like that. We don't – a lot of times we don't keep – really stay in too much touch with guys you serve with. I mean, occasionally you call up, probably on the Marine Corps birthday, and call up and see how they are, see if they're still alive. But it was some very touching comments in there, and including the one where somebody just had a emoji of him puking. So I'm not sure if he was a friend or not, but let's just say he was. Anyway, thank you so much for the birthday wishes, and thanks for all my people here. Anyway, when you reach a certain age, you say to yourself, it's just a number, and that's all it is. We'll be right back.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish. filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, local board of directors. 16 years they've been here in Reading. Won an award for being the sixth best bank in America. And we'll talk about that when they're on tomorrow. But the they've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, one down in Anderson. They've been moving local dreams forward for they've been moving dreams forward for local people since the day they opened. Sorry about that. If I've been gone for 3 days, obviously you have to retrain me. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. The weather. Let me quickly do the weather since I didn't do it before. Today, a high near 99, and tonight, a low around 68, 95 on Wednesday, 96 on Thursday, yes. Friday, 97, and the Saturday, a slight, get this, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. Sunny and hot with a high near 100, and Saturday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. And then Sunday goes up to 106 and Monday 106. So 90s this week, and it starts going back up. A chance of rain. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business, locally-owned family-owned business right out of Anderson. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other great programs there for their customers. It's a veteran-owned business, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. On the phone is Anne-Marie with our community calendar. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning and happy belated birthday, Carl.
Well, thank you very much. It was, people say, oh, it's a milestone. Ah, it's just another birthday.
It's worth celebrating.
You can celebrate my 100th with me.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's put it on the community calendar right now.
Okay. All right.
I do want to mention yesterday was National Purple Heart Day.
Yeah, it was.
Very important day to remember. Today is National Cat Day. And August 10th is Agent Orange Awareness Day. And August 10th is also the birthday for the United States Department of Defense. As we begin our community calendar and in honor of National Cat Day, the Haven Humane Society is currently seeking donations for their kitten nursery. If you are able to help, they are in need of Breeder's Edge formula, unscented facial tissues, unscented diaper wipes, and unflavored Pedialyte for the dehydrated kittens. The Haven Humane Society is located at 7449 East Side Road in Anderson. For more information, give them a call at 530-241-1653. For those asking about a farmer's market in Palisadro, the Shasta County Farmer's Market is being held Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Palisadro Park. Be sure to check them out this Thursday, where you can find fresh produce, baked goods, homemade crafts, and vendors. Always great to support local. On Friday, August 11th, the Shasta County Department of Child Support Services will hold their annual drive-through backpack event from 10 a.m. to 12 noon while supplies last at the Reading Civic Auditorium located at 700 Auditorium Drive in Reading. There is no pre-registration needed, but children do need to be present to receive a backpack. One backpack per child and school supplies included. This annual event is held in August in honor of Child Support Awareness Month. This Friday evening is the final concert in the Friday Night in the Park series held at Claire Ingle Park in Shasta Lake. Music is from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. On August 11th, look for the Serena Carice Band. Admission is free. And also, on Friday, August 11th, Turtle Bay Exploration Park will host their Museum After Hours event from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. for those 21 and older. Admission is $5 for members and $10 for non-members. Tickets can be purchased through turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. For more information, give them a call at 530-243-8850. And don't forget, Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. This is the final week through August 13th. Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Admission is free for members and included in paid park admission.
Anne-Marie, mm-hmm. Have you ever gone to one of those?
I've been to the Wings of Butterfly, but I have not been to the Walk on the Wild Side.
Oh, you got to try it. It's just a great time for kids and adults.
Oh, I would absolutely love it. Yes, I would love it. This is also the final week for the Wings of Butterfly, for the Wings of Summer Butterfly House, going on through August 13th, weekdays 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., and weekends 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. included in Pig Park Admission, and free for Turtle Bay members. And that is your sample of events happening this week. I'm Anne Marie for your community calendar.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Anne Marie.
Thank you. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you. Okay. Received an email from a friend, and in this it talks about, looks like Nationwide is leaving California. All State Farmers and State Farm are not writing any new home business and have 10 to 25 day waiting period for new auto business. Travelers also announced that they are restricting all new businesses and will probably shut down in a week or two because they will be the only ones accepting new businesses and will get overwhelmed. Travelers has not written new auto for 3 months. Hartford has started restricting their new businesses, and Safeco does not write new business. Last week, Liberty Mutual announced exiting the market for their business owners' product, as Nationwide did 2 months ago. And in this is, if the public doesn't start calling the Department of Insurance and tell them to start working with the insurance companies to soften the insurance market will be gone in California. Now, imagine that impact if you can't find insurance. There's some government insurance, but it's only good for $3 million. Well, that would cover me, but there's some places that it wouldn't. But this is a tussle between the California insurance division and all the insurance companies. It has something to do with writing the how they're written and all this. We'll get Judy Maxwell back on again since this is another big one that's just left. The point being is that if we can't get insurance when you're buying a place or it's so expensive, then people can't afford. You know, so when you buy a house, you, of course, look at all the supporting costs to it, electricity. And if you're going with PG&E, you're expecting a high bill and intermittent electricity at times. And it's in some of the water districts, it becomes a problem. Is there enough water for everybody? And then insurance. Well, if they're raising their insurance prices, say that you can afford, let's just say, a $2,000 a month payment on a house. Well, let's say $3,000. But that includes your electricity, your water, those kind of things. But then if your insurance all of a sudden goes up to $1,000 a month, that has a severe impact on, can I make these payments? As everybody knows. So the question is we've gotten ourselves into this. How can, I say we be in the state of California, how can California get out of it? The insurance companies in California lost a whole lot of money in the billions. That's not saying they didn't make it up in other places, but this has become, it's kind of now into a you need to do this or we just pull out. Well, California, I don't think, believed them. Well, here they are. Allstate, Farmers, State Farm, Nationwide, these are all pretty big companies. So you need to like I said, let's get Judy on and talk about what we can do about this and the ramifications. I mean, I can just see right now is that if you can't get insurance or it's cost so much, it's going to be a real, real problem for our people. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, is our jewelry store of choice. Why? Because they are just, one, they're just really good people. Two, they have a outstanding selection of jewelry ranging from Native American to estate jewelry to specially designed pieces and everything in between. Three, they have the only watchmaker in the whole area for watch repair. Works in there 5 days a week. You can go in there and get your batteries changed on your watch, be in and out of there in about 5 minutes. And, gosh, what's the other thing? Oh, and their prices are very, very reasonable. Locally owned, locally operated, Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke and Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Mike Monahan, retired teacher and coach at Enterprise High School. As a coach, my priority was to make each athlete feel they were a valuable part of the team. I expect the same thing from our elected officials, to bring the team together to run our county. Our District 1 supervisor, Kevin Cry, and his ruinous efforts have resulted in numerous department heads leaving our county amidst 220 open positions that jeopardize the safety and health of our community. An effective leader builds a team. Kevin Cry has dismantled it, which is why Kevin Cry must be recalled. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked-in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Fire up those taste buds, because Wind River Resort and Casino is teaming up with Friends of Whiskey Town to bring you the first annual
Beans and Brew.
Enjoy tastings of local chili recipes in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. And vote for your favorite Beans and Brew. 50% of all proceeds will go to Friends of Whiskey Town. Tickets for this tasty event are just $20 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you. From the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Gosh. You know, it starts off slow, and you hit it. I think my ears are bleeding right now.
It was a wake-up moment.
It's a wake-up song. Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, it's 7:33 in the morning here on the 8th of August. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Horst. The place to go to get your windshield repaired, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. This guy is a master. I went in with a starred windshield the other day, and he fixed it, and you could barely see it at all. I mean, it was a big star, you know, that where that rock chips and hits it. And it's not just a little ding. It's boom. It's the big one. He fixed it. Took him about an hour. I just wandered up and down to sit there, bothered him until he told me to go sit down. It's a he doesn't take chances with your safety. For a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 530-241-8373. Local business, locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, I'm here with Dick Williamson, who's the president of the Korean War Veterans, and Frank Rose, who is a member of the Korean War Veterans. And what they have in common is they're both over 90. So,
that's it.
Get in there, close, Dick.
Yeah. Anyway, before we start anything, I like to mention that Commander Jim Gibson died last Friday.
You know what? What Mary Lou called me, and I was devastated about that. And this man is Commander Jim Gibson, Korean War. He was a submariner. He has been such an integral part of our veteran community for, I don't know, 60 years at least. He's written a book about his experiences. It's a great book. He would be out there for every funeral at IGO. And this man had, I mean, he had physical problems. He had no mental problems. But he had physical problems. And he was just a gentle, nice person.
He came out quite a few years at my house at Christmas time.
You've got the lighted house.
At the big red barn off of South Bonneville. Yeah. Anyway, he came out quite a few years to help me sit there by the kettle and take donations for me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And, two of the nicest people you'd ever meet.
Anyway, the services for me are going to be on this Thursday at 11 o'clock at the IGO Cemetery.
This Thursday.
That's what I got from Frank, so I hope that's right.
Yep.
This is going to be this Thursday.
I got an email from
11 o'clock.
From IGO Cemetery. I got it yesterday afternoon.
And we can talk about IGO Cemetery, that the chapel's still closed, so it's going to be like 99 to 100.
It'll be out there at the shelter.
It'll be out at the shelter because after a year and over a year and a half, they still can't get the chapel open. Yes, it is horrible. They don't really care. The Veterans Administration of California just doesn't give a damn. Yeah, you know what? This is my opinion. They just don't care.
Yes.
16 months that thing's been shut down. It's not because the walls are falling in.
It's deliberate.
Well, you know what? You have to get to a point where you think it is because they don't care. And the Dallies have, I've gotten a hold of the Dallies and nothing's happened. So, you know, I get something back from Bruce Ross. You know, this is, They're reaching out to them. They're being told, they're working on it. It's going to be finished. But yet, as Bruce has told me, they've told me that before.
Yes.
You know, so but do not let that keep you, my friends, from going out at 11 and being there at 11 o'clock on Thursday. And we'll make sure that we get that right date down. Okay. What a shame. I had two heroes from here in Reading. Commander Gibson. And Bob McIntosh, who is a Korean War veteran, too.
Yeah.
A Marine. Joined the Marine Corps when he was 14.
Yes.
Landed at Tarawa, a very bloody battle at age 15. So when people 25 or 28 or 30 tell me, gosh, you know, I'm just under too much stress. It's too much to get show up for work. Not here, but other places. I always think about McIntosh and you guys.
Yes.
Okay.
So anyway, back to Korean War veterans. We have three board members who would like to resign at the end of this year. Our Secretary Anna Peterson, our Vice President Chuck Goff, and our Treasurer Johnny Baker. He's been in there for 15 years, and they'd like to have a replacement. But trouble is, we have to draw from people who are 90 years old. and we've changed, we actually changed our name from Korean War Veterans to
Korea Veterans.
Yeah, Korea.
For anybody that served in Korea.
Korean Veterans Association.
Yeah, and that means there's a lot of Army, some Marines, but mainly Army, that serve there on a regular basis. I mean, that's a tour there in South Korea. So if you're a veteran of serving in Korea, and it doesn't even have to mean that you were there for years.
Yeah, we,
some
we
people go over there, you know, they'll spend 30 days at a time for exercises.
Right.
But there's a number of younger people that, you know, when I say younger people, they're retiring at age 60, 65. That's young. And you can become part of the Korean Veterans Association.
Mary wants some young children about 65 or 70.
That's right. Kids. Kids.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, I'd like to give my phone number out.
Sure,
my name is,
of course you can.
Dick Wilkinson, and I live off of South Bonnie with a big red barn. Drop by there or give me a call if you're a Korean, if you've been a Korean veteran. We'd like to have some new blood. My number is 530-246-9131. Or we have a lunch meeting on the third Saturday every month at the Country Waffle. Drop by there. The meeting starts at 12, but if you wish to have lunch or break, you should get there before 11 o'clock. But drop in and just see what we're all about. We need some new blood and some more help. We don't want to shut the thing down because of lack of board members.
You know. Well, you know, I tell you, every veterans organization is running into this, as you know, Frank. People are aging out, and the younger ones it takes them a while to think, okay, I'm going to become a member of this. And for our Marines and friends, Chester County Marines and friends, we're getting guys that we do. We're blessed. We have some younger people in there, Vietnam veterans, but also we have a couple of policemen. One's a retired RPD. Another one is an active duty RPD that are going to be playing more parts in this. I'm trying to bring in people that can support what we're doing with the Marine Corps ball, because our whole point in life is to put on a Marine Corps ball. But the point is that they're aging out everywhere, you know. So, but the Korean veterans, especially you guys, I'm just amazed at the vitality and your ability to get things done. I mean, you guys are just, you know, great.
Well, there's some things we've been doing for the community to kind of give back. And that is the last 4 years we were in front of soliciting some donated funds for our Rosa Sharon. It's a little plastic blue flower, is the flower of South Korea. And we were getting donations for it. And with those donations, we decided to go the last 4 years to hook up with the Reading Grange and doing dictionaries for the schools here in Shasta County and also in Reading, but basically in Reading. So we got hooked up with six schools and go to the third graders, and we find out how many are in third grade for the six different schools, order the books, and then they come here and over to Dick's house, and then we sort them out, and then we deliver them. And in the last 4 years, we have given out about 650 dictionaries to six schools each year, including Rancho Tehama, over in Corning area. And then besides that, we did two scholarships from high school students, and they both happened to be from Shasta High School. Five-star students were accepted at one in suburban Los Angeles. It's at a five-star college. And then a young lady also was a five-star out of Shasta High School. She went to a school in New England, and it was a five-star school. And both of those colleges donate the talent to NASA, which we thought was great. So we're doing things for the community, and we did that in front of the Sportsman Warehouse. But then we had a recognition from the Corporation of Sportsman Warehouse said there's a other community activity wanted to solicit funds in front of the store, and they said, well, we can't just have the military. We have to kind of be open to everybody. So they just said that we don't want you to come and solicit funds anymore, so nobody's going to be soliciting funds there. So
we're at Sportsman's.
Now we have to find a new location to continue getting that revenue in so we can continue doing the dictionaries to all the different schools that we have. They have
that was,
six of
that
them.
That was Sportsman's Warehouse?
Say again?
Where was it that aren't letting you go out in
Sportsman
front?
Warehouse here in town.
Yeah, because
and the front of it.
Yeah, yeah the... the Fishermen's Association, the Veterans Fishing Association, too.
And American Legion was over there with the
so they're not letting anybody.
Flags too.
Yeah, they're not letting anybody. Yeah. Huh? Oh, okay. Well, well, it's true. I mean, you know, if you let one person do it, you got to let all people do it.
So we're looking for a new place. Actually, a few years we did it at the Walmart and Anderson, but people go to Walmart to save money, but at the Sportsman Warehouse, the crowd is not going there to save money. And they were a lot more generous at the Sportsman Warehouse. We did very well over there.
You ought
there.
To try
we're looking for
Trader Joe's.
What's that?
Trader Joe's. Ask them.
We could.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll let you or not. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. So if you're interested in joining the Korean Veterans Association.
Any veterans that served in Korea, we'd like to have them.
Give Dick a call at
530-246-9131, or drop by the Big Red Barn off of South Bonnie.
Where the big, where all the lights are on during Christmas.
Christmas time.
I'm going to come by there and sit in front with you so you can explain the whole thing to me. Yeah. Okay.
Also, I'd like to mention something else. I'm trying to help the Greens. I'm not a member of the Greens, but Frank is, but they're trying to raise money to repair their roof.
They're at the Sons of Italy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
yeah, I've got that, too. Yeah.
Anyway, I have tickets. I got 8 tickets left. I had 50 of them. But if you donate $20, you get a ticket here, a chance to win a Ruger American rifle with a go-out camo, and it's chambered 6.5 Creedmoor, and it's got a Vortex 4x12 scope on it, and it comes with a sling and hard case. And they just printed 300 tickets and a good chance to win a nice rifle. And the drawing's going to be on August 19th at 6 o'clock at the Green
Hall. We're having them on next week, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, gents.
But anyway, I got 8 tickets left. And give me a call, 530-246-9131.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, thank you very much. And we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is featuring several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf, semi-dwarf, and full-size to choose from. Right now, they're on sale, along with all roses in stock. If you're looking for particular trees, or how about strawberries or blueberries or plants like that, they've got them at Gold Leaf Nursery. Locally owned, locally operated, Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, about a half mile from Airport Road. That's Gold Leaf Nursery. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
American Ironwork, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. It's going to be up to 99 today, a bit cooling off tonight. We don't hit the triple digits till this weekend, but also a chance of rain this weekend. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And as I read earlier from a email from a friend about Nationwide pulling out, so it's time to get Judy back on the show again and talk about options that people are having. But I tell you what, if you want to talk to someone who knows insurance and financial management, she has two separate divisions in her under her roof there at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. It's got all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. If you're looking for a review or on a of your insurance, your financial work, give Judy a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financials. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Why is the chapel at the Veterans Cemetery still closed? Did it have to do with water or irrigation or something? Can you tell us why that was closed to begin with and
yes, because the fire marshal, not the local fire marshal, but the California fire marshal, said that the overhead sprinklers did not have enough pressure in their in the pipes to work correctly. And so they said, we're gonna fix this. This was, what, 16 months ago? Who knows? At least that long. And so they had the contract let. There was $1 million put on it. This is just to put more pressure into the water pipes. They could have, to me, it seems like you could have just put a booster pump.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not an expert on that.
Sure.
But it's still going on. And everything I get back, and this is from Senator Daley's office, is that they are now working again, you know, now repairing the drywall that they destroyed somehow, and that it should be finished this month or maybe September. But they've been saying that. We've had supply side. Oh, we've had this. And then the latest is that money run out. So that's where we are. And it's still not open. And again, it was during the rainy season when people are having to be outside, and we did have rain this year. And now the heat. So the Department of Veterans Affairs is in charge of this. So there's two ways to go to it. I would go to the Dalleys, both of them. And then I would also go to the California Department of Veterans Affairs and ask them what's going on. So there.
Unbelievable.
That's where we are. It's totally unbelievable, and it is totally – it's just wrong for this to go on.
I'm surprised that a bunch of you guys – I think there would be a bunch of us that join you just don't go in there and fix the thing and tell them to go, you know what?
Senator Johannesson has offered to pay just to get it done. I mean, this is where he's – you know, but he's offered that for several months now. I'll pay, just get somebody out there, and we'll get it done. It's ridiculous. It's a total lack of care from the Department of Veterans Affairs. So, okay, that's what's going on.
Well, thank you for that, because I think a lot of people weren't aware of that.
The next step would be, Terry, and we could get all of you all and everybody. And you don't have to be a veteran to go there and just and just have a protest out in front of it.
Or
you know, and I don't care I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. This is something like Commander Gibson.
Yes.
Who has been so much in this community. Yes. So it's going to be 100 degrees, and we're going to be standing out there.
He came to every Tea Party meeting, every one of them.
Everyone. But he's just a great man.
He
and Mary Lou.
I know.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
You bet. I don't know if you've been seeing this, what happened down in Stockton. This guy comes into a 7-Eleven. And this is like his second or third time in there. He comes in there. He threatens the employees he's going to kill them. He reaches for his back pocket. He's got something in there. He can't tell if it's a gun or not. And he steals things. Well, this last time he comes in and he takes one of those, you know, the big garbage cans that's on wheels and it's got a, you know, plastic bag in it. He's filling it up with tobacco products, with beer, food, and he's telling them, I'm going to kill you. And as we have gotten used to is people just coming in and just taking things from small businesses. Well, the two employees said, enough of this. One of them grabbed him and fighting with him, got him down. The other guy comes running out with a broom handle. And proceeds to start whacking this guy on the legs. Not the head, but on the legs. And he's whacking him. He whacks him about, let's say 23, 24 times. If you want to go back and watch it, you can probably count it. But it's 23, 24 times. Five. Anyway, then the cops come and they arrest this guy. Well, now they are investigating whether the two employees assaulted this guy. And I find it somewhat like the chapel. It's just reprehensible that people can walk in and destroy your business, take the stuff off your shelves, threaten to kill you, threaten to shoot you, and then when you defend yourself, you are being investigated for assault. I want to be on the jury if they decide to charge them. That's all. That's all I want to do is be on the jury because they're going to have a hung jury like you can't believe with me on there. But I think I'd be part of a jury that if it ever went that far, they'd find him not guilty. The guy threatened to kill him, and it's on video. So, but this this has hit, I don't know how many million hits this has had. It's just, again, we are in California where businesses by the hundreds are leaving San Francisco, where people can't even, you know, people can't walk down the street without being accosted, without having to watch if they're stepping over human feces, that people that have had their businesses that they built with their lives being ruined by the homeless situation. And Gavin Newsom wants to run for president. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Got the rain, came down in buckets. Powerful storms battered the east yesterday from south to north. Fierce winds bringing down trees, taking power lines with them. Gerald Witz with the electric utility in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Repair work requires, at this point, a lot of pole replacements. And those repairs can take up to 12 hours to complete. We currently have about 80 crews working with two dozen crews from neighboring utilities who have been called in to assist.
Weather-related fatalities. Falling tree killed a teen in South Carolina. A 28-year-old man died when he was struck by lightning in Alabama. At one point, 1 million utility customers had no power. The storms also snarled air travel, resulting in thousands of flight delays and cancellations. In Ohio, voters going to the polls deciding whether to set the bar higher for amending the state's constitution. Correspondent Julie Carr Smith says that as a result, it could get harder to guarantee abortion rights in the Ohio constitution.
If issue one passes, the threshold for future amendments will be raised to 60%. That would most immediately impact an abortion rights amendment that is scheduled for November.
Voters in several states have affirmed abortion rights since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last year, though usually with less than 60% of the vote. A hearing expected this week on a Justice Department request for a protective order in the election conspiracy case against former President Trump in Washington, D.C. Mr. Trump's lawyers tell the presiding judge that the order is overly broad and would restrict the former president's First Amendment free speech rights. The sell-off continues on Wall Street. The Dow down 411 points. The Nasdaq is off 214. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
China's economy continues to struggle in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic.
These are the weakest export figures since February 2020, when China was in the thick of the pandemic. China's customers in the rest of the world are spending less on Chinese goods because of high inflation and high interest rates. At the same time, spending within the country has also been lower than expected. Unlike most of the rest of the world, prices in China appear to be going down. As businesses and consumers emerge from zero COVID, unwilling to spend, and with large stockpiles of goods to sell.
The BBC's Nick Marsh. The United Nations World Food Program slowly resuming food aid to Ethiopia, nearly 5 months after taking the extraordinary measure of suspending aid following the discovery of a massive scheme to steal donated grain. News and analysis, townhall.com. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. After all these years, still good advice.
The most recent Federal Trade Commission data from 2022 shows that reported consumer losses to fraud totaled $8.8 billion. That's a 30% increase from 2021. The biggest losses were to investment scams, including cryptocurrency schemes, which cost people more than $3.8 billion. Younger adults ages 20 to 29 reported losing money more often than older adults ages 70 to 79. But when older adults did lose money, they lost more. With the rise of the digital economy, scammers now reach targets by social media and text, as well as phone and email. Keith Peters reporting.
President Biden set to formally announce a national monument designation for the Greater Grand Canyon, impacting more than 1,500 square miles that are outside of Grand Canyon National Park. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Today is the 8th of August, 2023, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
And how are you doing today, Christine?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank
Great.
You.
I'm glad to hear that. The weather today is going to be a high near 99 and a low around 68. Not too bad. And the rest of the week is going to be just like that, except when we get to Saturday. Saturday is going to be a high near 100, but there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 12 p.m. And then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Mostly clear with a low around 72. Another slight chance of showers Sunday. And Sunday's got a high of 106. And Monday, a high near 106. So just double digits until the weekend. And then it goes back up to the triple digits. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, family-owned company out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have a lot of great programs over there. They do treat their customers as friends. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. It's a veteran-owned business. And the Kenny family are just great people. Okay, one of my favorite times of the month is when I have Shasta Regional Medical Center on. And I'm here today with Lynn Ann Foster. Good morning, Lynn Ann.
Good morning.
How are you,
Carl? I'm fantastic.
Yeah, good to see that you're up and running again.
I'm getting there. There you go.
And then and you brought with you Dr. Azeeb Khan.
Good morning.
Did I get that?
That's pretty close.
Well, help me here.
Azeeb Khan.
Azeeb. So, okay. And Jessica Canby.
Yes.
Okay, getting close. Or you can pull that out. There you go. So good morning, everybody. And what's going on, Lynn Ann, over at Shasta Regional, besides we have really great news?
We have fantastic news. Once again, our heart program, thank you, has been recognized for its outstanding work. We've received a STEMI Bronze Award from the American Heart Association and also recently been awarded our chest pain accreditation.
Okay. Yes. Well, you're already one of the top cardiovascular hospitals.
Yes, we are.
In the United States, one of the top 50.
Yes, we are. And we also provide more services locally in our heart program, so our community doesn't have to travel.
The big thing.
Yeah, to get the procedures that they need.
Oh,
super important. Very important.
TAVR or valve replacement, which to me still is kind of like, who thinks these things up?
I know, right?
You know, and then the one
super
where you
smart people.
Yeah, that you can lay on this kind of a pillow, and it sends a report to your
that's CardioMEMS?
Yes. Yeah, CardioMEMS. We're going to talk about that a little
all
bit.
All of the
here.
Things. We have all of the things at Shasta Regional that you need.
So, Dr. Khan, what's this kind of mean when we reach this kind of milestone?
So this is important for us because it kind of helps build some consistency in our program and, you know, kind of puts us on the map in terms of how we deliver heart care to our patients. It's important because accreditations come from different bodies. In the American College of Cardiology, kind of accredits us for the chest pain. So that helps us have a consistent program in terms of what services we can provide and how we provide them.
Okay. When you've got this, when you get this, I mean, what does that entail, though, when you reach this kind of level? I know it's a certain amount of services, but it must also have something to do – it must have other things to it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to let Jessica comment on that because she knows all the ins and outs and definitely what it entails to get to that point.
Okay. And so, Jessica, what do you do over there?
I'm a cardiology nurse practitioner, and I am the chest pain coordinator, so I was the one making sure we got this accreditation.
Oh, okay. So you have to – so there must be a whole litany of things.
There's a whole bunch of things.
A lot of boxes that got to be checked off.
There is, and there's a whole team that went into making this happen.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about that then. What kind of boxes do we have checked?
Well, I mean, in general terms, the chest pain certification by the American College of Cardiology shows our commitment to providing the highest quality care to our patients. And we want to ensure that our processes ensure that our patients are brought in, who are brought in with symptoms of a heart attack, are responded to quickly, effectively, and uniformly. So the benefits, it decreases your variations in care, so we know that each patient is treated similarly based on their symptoms. They're responded to very quickly, so they get an EKG as soon as they arrive. And they get to see a nurse who is specially trained to recognize symptoms of heart attacks, and then they're treated appropriately. And overall, throughout the hospitalization, this decreases our length of stay. It ensures consistency and decreases your risk of needing to come back to the hospital.
Well, that's all really important. So you've got somebody that's there because sometimes heart attacks hide themselves. Is that correct?
Yeah. Symptoms can be different.
You know, Randall Hempman was sitting right where Lynn Ann Foster was several months ago. And he's talking, and Dr. Martinez was in here. And it was and he mentioned that he was having a kind of, you know, it was harder for him to get his breath when he's doing his usual 150-mile walk a day. And Dr. Martinez says, why don't you come on down? And that was like on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Friday he had a opened him up and they they gave him heart surgery.
Yes.
Right here. He was talking about it, and Friday he was operated on. You know, 3 days later it's like, and it was just, he wasn't feeling really uncomfortable. It was just he had noticed something different.
But some atypical symptoms, maybe?
Some atypical things were happening, you know, the shortness of breath. That's one of some of the things I want to talk about with the doctor. Can you give us just some, for people that are out there, you know, symptoms that they should be looking for?
That's a great point to bring up. So, again, typical symptoms that people can experience with a heart attack are things like chest pain. Sometimes patients will describe it as pressure or tightness in the chest. And classically, you hear that it radiates or moves up to the jaw, neck area, and down the left arm. Some of the atypical symptoms that we associate or that we worry about when patients tell us are worsening shortness of breath. So say you used to be able to go three blocks, now you can go a block and you have to stop because you get short of breath. And then it changes, you know, as you get elderly or in female patients or women patients or people that have diabetes, you know, classically you get different types of symptoms because you don't always get the typical chest pain. So you get short of breath, sometimes you get dizzy, sometimes you get lightheaded. They'll describe being tired more easily. And then after that, kind of just varies. You know, you can get all kinds of things that you hear from patients, but those are typically the things that we like to look at.
Shortness of breath, can't do as much as you used to.
Right, yeah.
You want to take naps more often. I wonder if I should start worrying.
Well, that's the hard thing because those are also naturally
as you get older.
A lot of patients will blame it on age and say it's mm-hmm. oh, it's just because I'm getting elderly. But we know our population is different. We have a lot of people who are elderly that still do a lot more than they do in other years. So
yeah, this isn't your typical LA group of people down here. A lot of people do a lot of active things: horses, hunting, fishing, canoeing, mm-hmm. kayaking, hiking. Yeah, And that's what Randall Hempelin, what happened with him. He felt that, and he felt a change in it. But he's also very alert to these things, having worked at being the CEO of Shasta Regional for so long, too. We got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. It's locally owned, locally operated by a young couple. They had their first facility here in Redding, and then they had to expand. It did so well. So they headed down to Anderson to 2540 Gateway Drive. They've got all of your needs from small-sized equipment, backhoes that I can drive around, which I did, and was just thoroughly enamored with wanting to have my own little backhoe. I have no place for it. I live downtown. But it was pretty cool. If you want to clear your property and make your property fire resistant, they have all the way up to very large tractors and all the equipment that you can want. And they sell it there, of course. NorCal Tractor and Equipment, 2540 Gateway Drive. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke and Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Don't miss the ultimate 80s experience party at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, September 9th. Enjoy live entertainment from 80s days and DJ Jake Easy. Dress up, bust a move, and enter the costume and air guitar contest. To win cash prizes. Tickets start at $25 plus fees. VIP booth $600 plus fees. Must be 21. For tickets or complete details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, Financial Advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at
530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It is the 8th of August, 8:19 in the morning, and 72 degrees out there, going up to 99 today. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. And they have a home fall prevention program. It's no-cost program's mission is reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. See if you qualify for this. And to get into the program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. And we're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, Lynn-Ann Foster, Dr. Azeb Khan, and Jessica Candaby. I hope I guess got most of them close. We're talking about the fact that Shasta Regional won received two major awards for heart-related care. The American Heart Association STEMI receiving bronze award and have been officially certified by the American College of Cardiologists as a chest pain center.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yeah, you got it.
Well, it's been hard to mess that up. I'm reading it right out of the
You did very well.
We were talking about, during the break, we were talking about baselines for people, Dr. Khan.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, we don't have great recommendations for testing or stress testing at baseline. We usually like to look out for some of those symptoms, like we were talking about earlier, in terms of chest pain, shortness of breath, getting tired more easily. And those can certainly be indications to start some of that testing. But what we try to do is we try to pre-screen patients and try to prevent heart disease. So there's been a big push towards prevention of cardiovascular disease rather than treatment of it. So we try to be more aggressive about controlling cholesterol and blood pressure and diabetes and some of the other risk factors that we have for heart disease, which is also one of the reasons why a lot of the new medications that come out are studied for preventing cardiovascular disease. A lot of the newer diabetes medications, for instance, that are getting approved have to have some benefit cardiovascularly to even be approved now. So.
I thought I read someplace about metformin, that had some kind of positive effects.
Metformin.
Okay. Yeah.
Metformin is an older drug. It's been around for a long time. Still used, but nowadays most of us will use some of the newer medications because they're also heart healthy. They help the heart in terms of preventing some of the cardiovascular disease as opposed to some of the older medications that did not necessarily need those.
Oh, okay.
Those indications. So.
Like, what are the new ones?
So the new ones,
people are going to go to their doctor and they may be on that.
Yeah, the hot kids on the block are... some of the diabetes medications that also do weight loss.
Uh-huh.
So Mounjaro, Ozempic, those are some of the popular ones right now. And then we have our SGLT2 inhibitors that we call them.
Uh-huh.
Those help diabetes. Those help heart failure, and they also help in reducing cardiovascular disease in patients.
Wow. And that's, you know, I think before somebody was on the show saying that is a newer medicine. I mean, you know, doctors will say you're on this, but it also helps this and this and this. And so I find that interesting. So that's why I wrote that down, because I have friends that I could, you know, say, if you've been on this a long time, you may want to ask your doctor. So you should, if you're being treated for like diabetes or prediabetes or whatever, you should ask your doctor about this.
Yeah, certainly ask about them. And like you're saying, you could sometimes cover a couple different bases with one medication, so it limits how many pills you have to take also. So that definitely is more convenient.
Okay. Have we reached – I'm going to get back to you. Don't worry, Jessica. But have we reached a spot, Doctor? Is there any break? I mean, it just keeps accumulating. It's kind of like a tide keeps coming in on the good things that are happening for heart care. You know, the TAVR valve replacement, which means you don't have to have your chest cracked to get a new valve. the one we were talking about where somebody can lay on a pillow.
And yeah, the CardioMEMS.
CardioMEMS, where they, if you've got congestive heart failure, you lay on this once a week.
Actually, we recommend they do it every day.
Oh, every day.
Right.
And it sends it to their doctor.
Yeah, it sends it to us. So we put a little device, it's a little bigger than a quarter, that goes into one of the lung arteries. And through that, we can measure the pressures in the lungs, which correspond to what the pressures are in the heart. In patients that have heart failure, they tend to have those pressures go up. And that's what causes some of the symptoms. It makes them feel short of breath. It can cause swelling in the legs. Makes them tired easily. So the goal of the CardioMEMS is they lay on it every morning. It measures those pressures, and it sends it to us. So we can pick up those pressures before they get to the point where they cause any symptoms and try to keep them out of the hospital. And then we can call them with those results saying, you need more water pills. You need less water pills. You know, you need to get lab work. You need to do some of this stuff. So the goal is to try to prevent them from having to come to the hospital and
when
catch
it's
it
real
before.
Serious.
Correct.
At that point.
Try to catch it before they develop those symptoms.
That's amazing. What are some of the other little things like that? I mean, there's so many of them. Now, that thing they put in their lungs, how do they put it in their lungs? Does it go up a valve again?
No, yeah, it goes up through one of the veins in the leg or the groin arteries,
yeah.
And it goes up preloaded on a device. We put it in place. We take a picture to make sure it's in the right place, and then we release it.
That's, you know, this to me, it, you know, we talk about miracles of medicine. And this, it, where somebody says, oh, that's not a miracle. Well, you know, when you can, you've got something that warns you before you have a heart attack.
Correct.
Like that. And,
yeah, it tries to warn you before you develop heart failure.
Yeah. And then, of course, I've talked about the TAVR valve replacement since the day you said you were doing it. And I find that is kind of – somebody was telling me, yeah, I've got this valve thing. Have you ever thought about the TAVR valve replacement? And I just share it.
Yeah,
we share it over the radio all the time.
We're very proud of our TAVR valve replacement program.
All three of the procedures that we do in our structural heart program are outstanding and time-saving and
– life-saving.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So you got the TAVR valve replacement. Mm-hmm. You got the MEMS, mm-hmm. And what else? And
the third is the Watchman.
Okay.
So the Watchman is kind of like a parachute or umbrella that goes into one certain part of the heart. That's made for people who have atrial fibrillation, which is an irregular heart rhythm, that predisposes people to develop blood clots and have strokes.
Oh.
Those patients generally are required to take blood thinners to help keep the blood thin so those blood clots don't form and go to different parts of the body. The Watchman is a device that's approved almost 10 years now that it's been approved, where we can put it into a certain part of the heart, block off that area where those clots tend to form, and only requires the patients to take those blood thinners for about 6 weeks, and then they can stop it.
Wow.
And then your risk of developing a stroke or a blood clot going out to the rest of the body is the same as if you were taking a blood thinner. So.
Pretty incredible.
Well, it is. Yeah. I mean, those are just three things. And then the new pacemakers. Understand we've got a new type of pacemaker that's a lot smaller.
There's certainly different types of pacemakers. There's pacemakers now that don't require leads to go into the heart. So they're just screwed directly into the heart muscle. The boxes are a lot smaller. And so certainly technology is coming a long way.
So we got like 3 minutes here before we have to take – but we need to answer this question. What do you see coming down the pike that you think is going to have a big impact?
It's a great question. Again, cardiovascular disease is so broad that it encompasses cardiac disease, which is what everybody likes to talk about. So that's the heart. But it also entails vascular disease. So vascular meaning the blood vessels in the rest of the body. At Shasta, we're also the only program around that does carotid stenting. So we do stents for the neck blockages. That doesn't require you to have surgery. We do stents in the leg arteries that can sometimes prevent you from having surgery, tries to prevent you from having amputations and losing your knees and legs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's certainly a big part of our program as well.
Well, decades ago, I knew a young man that lost his foot because of diabetes, because of the blood flow. I guess that's what it is, the blood flow, right?
Certainly, yeah, the blood flow going down.
And, I mean, he was only like in his 30s. But would something like this have helped him?
certainly, yeah. We try to, again, try to prevent that and catch it early. So we keep a very close eye on the blood flow down to your legs and different parts of the body. We can certainly see if there's a concern where it may be narrowing, and we try to catch it before it blocks up and, okay. and gets to that point.
Wow. A lot of things going on at Shasta Regional Medical
Absolutely.
Center.
More to come. More to come.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. And usually I do a spot for Shasta Regional Medical Center, but I'm not going to do that because you're here. So I'll do this one is for if you're not getting treatment for work injuries. If you've had a problem at work and it's caused an injury, it's life-changing in many cases, and you're not getting the treatment you think you should have, then give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168. You can call him. You get a free consultation. And in a lot of cases, he says, no, it's just going the way it's supposed to. You don't need to get legal into this or everything shuts down. But if you're not getting that treatment, you need somebody that understands what your rights are. And Patrick Gorman truly understands that. Not only that, he's a pugnacious sort and a friend of mine that will fight for you. So if you're having any questions about workers' compensation, your treatments, or anything like this, give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. We'll be right back.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at reddinghomehelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses in stock. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Goldleaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, where Casey and I go for lunch. This is a locally owned business. It's a veteran-owned business. They get discounts for seniors and veterans. I've been going there for 16 years now, and I've never had a bad haircut. I know it's hard to believe, but they just really know what they're doing down there. They work by appointment, so you can make it work on your own schedule. Give them a call at 530-244-9478, and it's Man's Law Stronghold. I know because it's written on the window, and they have it just looks like a man cave inside there. However, Linda's gone in there and chit-chatted with everybody, but, you know, so – it's open for everybody.
Cave for everyone.
Yeah, but it's not a styling salon. It's a barbershop. I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Jessica Candeby and Dr. Azab Khan and Lynn Ann Foster. And we're talking heart stuff today that they just received two major I don't know what you would call it, awards. Not awards, but certifications, I guess, is the best. Isn't it?
An award and a certification.
An award.
Accreditation.
Thank you. The American Heart Association STEMI receiving a bronze award and officially certified by the American College of Cardiologists as a chest pain center. So, Jessica, you're the kind of one of the driving forces behind this.
Yes, I try. We're really proud of our STEMI receiving center status. Mm-hmm. We have worked really hard. The STEMI is a kind of heart attack that involves very prompt activation. So our goal is to get you from our door up to having blood flow to your heart within 90 minutes of your first medical contact. So that's what the STEMI receiving facility is about.
Okay, so you've got, as you stated earlier, you have specially trained people there that they're looking for these symptoms. So you can jump in front of the line, in other words.
Yes, definitely. Anytime you come in with symptoms of chest pain, including those atypical symptoms that Dr. Khan talked about, mm-hmm. you get an EKG within 10 minutes, so we can look for these things.
The EKG, that's the big thing, right? Because that'll tell you if you're having a heart problem right there.
Well, it will tell you if you're having a certain type of heart problem.
Okay.
And that's the emergent type of heart problem that we need to take you to the lab right away. So that's what the EKG helps us rule in or rule out. So that's why it's very important to get that early.
Okay. And so, and then the chest pain center, that just means that the as people come in, it may not be a heart attack. Is that correct or am I wrong?
Sure. It may not be a heart attack, but we need to treat everyone like it is.
Right. Does sometimes stress, people will have a stress attack.
I might have had those recently.
Trust me. I had the only one in my life 6 months after, or 4 months after I got back from Desert Storm. And I just knew that this is the big one. And I went down there and they threw the EKG on me and they looked at it and they said, when did you get back? And I said, about 4 months ago. He said, oh, yeah, we're getting a whole bunch of you in. And I didn't feel like it. You know, nothing had been anything happening, but that's what it was. As soon as he said that, blood pressure, heart rate, everything just went zip down once you found that out. But the EKG, that's the first thing they do.
That's step one. And then step two is lab evaluation.
Okay. So it's not always a physical problem with your heart. It could be other things, but you still need to get that checked out.
Yeah, and just because the EKGs okay doesn't mean there's not a problem with your heart. We have to look at an x-ray, get laboratory evaluation, talk to you and listen to your story, what you've been feeling.
Yeah. I went to a naval hospital, and that's kind of like, you know, it just seemed low. As soon as they said it, it was like, oh. And then everything just...
That helped you relax.
Yeah, everything relaxed right there.
Yeah. You're right. There is a type of stress heart attack that people can have. It's called,
oh, really?
Yeah, kind of like a broken heart syndrome is what it was described as before. But the symptoms are exactly the same as a heart attack. Even your EKG can look like you're having a heart attack.
Wow.
Yep. And then
and
you
your
go
labs
in.
Scan
yep,
too.
Your labs scan too. Everything will look just like you're having a heart attack. And then you go in and there's no blockages. And there's a classic shape to the heart and squeeze of the heart that tells us, hey, it may be broken heart syndrome.
Broken heart.
Yes. Or it's called stress-induced cardiomyopathy or Takotsubo's cardiomyopathy, but it's kind of a stress heart attack or...
I don't think I got past the EKG. They did have an IV getting ready to go on my arm for something. And I have no idea what that was. Now, this was, let me tell you when this was. This was in 1992 or 1990.
Yeah.
You know, so things have probably changed a lot since then.
Well, there's something to say to that, too, Carl, that you did go to the emergency room, because that's something, too, that the community needs to be aware of. If you think there's anything wrong, don't hesitate to come to the emergency room, because we can rule it out. Turn that volume down on your stress level if that's what it is, or get you the appropriate care.
And don't hesitate to come. This stress can be an unknown that just comes
Absolutely.
Up for you because you're feeling fine, and then something triggers it.
Definitely. Absolutely.
And like that. So, okay.
And with the heart, time is muscle, and Dr. Khan and Jessica can speak to that. It's the minutes that matter. So if you think there's something going on, come see us at Shasta Regional, because that heart muscle, you can't get it back.
That's why we need an EKG within 10 minutes. But not only that, it needs to be looked at and interpreted by a trained provider within 10 minutes.
Okay, yeah. It can't just be somebody, you know. Right.
Yeah, the EKG tech did not. It doesn't stop there.
But if they run out of the room with it, holding it over their head, screaming, stat, you know, then your stress level goes up. But they don't do that.
They don't. I promise. Yeah,
that's not in
anymore,
the protocol.
Not anymore.
You know, how many of us have had the stress test and the nurses that are giving it to you and you're looking at them and they're looking at it and I go, how am I doing? You know, well, sir, I can't read. You know, I can't. You know, I can't read this. But you're doing okay. I'm okay, great. Yeah. What do you recommend, doctor, for people every year? I mean, is there something yearly they should do? Is there something every 6 months? Is it every, you know, 2 years? What do you recommend?
Yeah, those are some of the stuff that we talked about is kind of preventing that heart disease from happening. So keeping an eye on tracking your blood pressures, both at home and when you go into the visits, because sometimes you can have some variations. Watching your cholesterol, controlling your diet, and certainly exercising. That's something that you can do.
I think your father-in-law, he came on and he said, if you do nothing else but walk 30 minutes a day,
right,
you're going to live 5 years longer.
Walking is key. And staying active.
He said, you don't have to change a thing in your life if you just walk 30 minutes a day. And if you can't walk 30, start with one and work your way up.
Just got to work your way up. Yeah, 30 minutes a day, 5 times a week.
And try to eat fresh.
Eat fresh food. Yeah. Stay away from. Are you saying stay away from Taco Bell?
Well.
Can't officially say that.
You can't officially say that. But, I mean, but aren't beans good for you? Okay, never mind.
Can't you make your Taco Bell at home?
You know what? It could be worse than what you buy.
With lean meats and proteins?
Oh, yes. You can do that. Okay. Stroke. We're also an advanced stroke facility. Is it, you know, I've always heard that if you can get somebody in there within an hour,
that strokes,
you can reverse a lot of this.
Yeah, strokes are similar to the heart where time is muscle. And with strokes, time is brain muscle. And certainly you want to limit how much brain muscle damage you have. So if you have a stroke, you want to get in as soon as possible because there's treatment options that we didn't always have before. Sometimes we can give clot busters to take away the area that's blocked off from the stroke. Sometimes you can go in and actually suck out or remove the clot in someone that's having a stroke. So certainly if you're having symptoms of a heart attack or stroke, you do not want to wait.
That's right. You know, it's kind of like I always heard, it was, you know, for us it was the golden hour. If you get somebody in within that hour, we had a real good chance of saving them.
Correct.
But I always heard that about stroke. Get in there quick.
Yep.
Because it can be totally reversed.
It can be. Most of them can be reversed. You just have to get in quick.
Okay. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dr. Khan, Jessica Candaby, and Lynn Ann Foster. We're going to take a quick break. And if you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, Ready and Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your car, truck, or bike. And the charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
Okay. Way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The first of the lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Good morning and welcome to our last segment here today. Another grueling 2 hours put in. No, I don't go home at 9 o'clock. I mean, I've got other things to do around here. Sometimes nice things. Other times I sit there and catch up on my reels, but I try to be here. Good morning. Welcome back. 8:48 in the morning here on the 8th of August. It's about 76 degrees out there, going out to 99 today. Tomorrow at Reading School of the Arts, they're going to have the general plan information meeting. And it's providing opportunities for the Reading community to learn about the city's general plan for 2023 to 2045. You know, there's been a lot of angst about this, you know, rodeo grounds, asphalt cowboys, what's happening on the river. Well, here's your chance to go in and be heard. And if you don't take this chance, you might be, well, why'd they do that? Well, you have a chance tomorrow at the Reading School of the Arts. It starts at 5:15 and will go till 6:30. And there'll be a 30-minute interactive presentation, and then attendees can ask questions and leave comments. That's tomorrow at the Reading School of the Arts. Okay, I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, Lynn Ann Foster, who runs all of their marketing and media. And it does a wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
If I may say that.
Thank you so much.
Speaking to the mic. They can't hear your dulcet tones. And Dr. Azab Khan.
Yep.
And Jessica Candaby, who is the kind of, you're the one that captures all the things that have to be done, and you put it down on paper in a lot of ways, so that you can you send this out, and the results of this, because of the hard work of all the people in Shasta Regional, is that you all received two awards, one from the American Heart Association STEMI Receiving Award, and also officially certified by the American College of Cardiologists as the Chest Pain Center. And these are two big things.
Huge.
Just came here. Now, what's coming up here in the future?
Well, I mean,
as far as health for our community.
Yeah, as far as health for our community, Chester Regional is very much dedicated to continued education and screenings for our community. So Lynn Ann has worked very hard, and she will be helping us host some community education and screening events. More to come. Check our website.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, women have a tendency to push through more so than men, when it comes to chest pain. And they should be just, I mean, there are more women having heart attacks than before.
So again, there's more people in general having heart attacks than before. And I mean, you and I know, but women are a lot tougher than we are.
Oh yeah.
And so they'll try to push through the pain.
They
wait, they're busy, they'll attribute it to other things, heartburn, just being tired. They have to take care of the kids, they have, you know, cooking, all of that stuff that they're always doing.
Their jobs.
Work, all of that stuff. So they tend to push all of that stuff off and not attribute it to the heart. But certainly, like we've talked about, there's a lot of atypical symptoms, and women tend to have more of those. So you don't want to wait on any of that stuff. You want to try to get it evaluated as soon as possible.
So if you're having many cases of heartburn and you find yourself maybe breathing a little bit harder and all this, go down, have it checked either at your doctor's office or at the emergency room down at Shasta Regional.
Certainly have it checked. And like we talked about, our goal is to try to prevent some of that from happening. So that's where some of the community screening events that will be coming up will be helpful, to get a little bit more education out, questions, all of that stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to reveal my ignorance here. An EKG, can it tell you if you had a problem or just it has to be going on?
Yeah, an EKG can tell you a couple things. It can tell you if you're having, we call it a STEMI or an ST elevation, MI, and that's an acute heart attack that needs to go and be taken care of right away. It can tell us if you've had an old heart attack. And it tells us about arrhythmia, so it tells us about irregular heart rhythm.
So it can tell you if you've had a heart attack in the past.
It can certainly suggest that.
Suggest.
We have a lot of newer technologies and newer ways to tell that, but an EKG certainly is a first step as a screening tool.
Okay. And now there's, in the future, you're having a kind of a health day
Yeah.
Where you're doing checking for people.
Yes. We have a few things coming up. So we're going to start in September. Dates are going to be released soon. So be sure to check out our Facebook page and our website at Shasta Regional. So we'll be doing PAD, Dr. Kahn can speak to that briefly, screening, and then also full health screening. So cholesterol, blood pressure, education, physician talks. We'll be doing smaller ones within the hospital and then larger community-based ones, September, November. Then we jump forward to our big one in February for Go Ready.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, lots coming.
Well, that was huge. That was huge last year.
You did
a wonderful job.
We were busting at the seams. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Important information to get out.
What was the one thing you said, PAD?
PAD.
What's PAD?
PAD is peripheral arterial disease. That's what we talked about. Cardiovascular disease encompasses both the heart and the other vascular disease in the body. So peripheral arterial disease refers to blockages in arteries that are not the heart. So leg arteries, arm arteries, neck arteries. So part of our screening will be looking for that stuff, catching it early. Again, try to prevent those toe, leg amputations from happening.
You know, every time Shasta Regional is on, I worry. It lasts for like an hour afterwards. Because I hear all these things, I'm going, I wonder if I should do that. You know what? I could have never been a doctor. Because every disease, or maybe all doctors, when you're going through medical school and you're reading about these, you're learning about these, going, I've got that.
Yeah, you say, I got that. Oh, my cousin has that. Oh, my parents have that. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I have leprosy. So I did hear that they had a case of leprosy in Florida. In fact, they've had several cases in Florida.
A few cases, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Leprosy. You always think of that as a biblical disease, even though that it's still all around the world.
Right.
But having it here in the United States.
It's just because, our technology is very advanced to where we try to prevent a lot of that stuff from happening. So you don't see what goes on in the rest of the world, but certainly can lead to some outreach and some news leaks when you see it locally. And so.
Leprosy. That's kind of now. I looked at the symptoms and I went, okay. Thank God I don't have any of those. I don't have any open running sores on my body. But there's so many things that are are we being exposed to more and more?
I think it's a combination. You know, with traveling and how easy it is for people to get around now. People go overseas back and forth. Immigration, changes to the environment, and just the overall growth of the country in general. So that that obviously exposes you to different things.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the border or anything, but there's a lot of people coming across that we have to be aware of that may have diseases that we haven't had in 50, 60, 70 years that we may be exposed to. Do we still give smallpox inoculations?
No.
I don't think so. Yeah, but smallpox is out there. So, isn't it or not? You haven't seen any? Okay. Well, good. I'll take that off my list of things to worry about today. Okay.
Now you feel better with our visit.
I did have a smallpox inoculation. I think I had a little bump of my, or a little dip of my arm. They scratch your skin for that. Okay. We've heard about all the great things that are happening at Shasta Regional Medical Center, all the new awards that's been received when it comes to heart care and this. We've talked about all the new, not all, but many of the new procedures and things that happen for your heart over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You're getting ready to have a community-wide health days, in fact, a couple of them, talking about that. We've talked about how if you've got these pains in your chest and that to get down to the emergency room and let them check it, because the Shasta Regional Medical Center's emergency room has been awarded this this bronze medal there for being able to, or the bronze award. I don't think they give you a medal. Maybe they do. That somebody's there within 10 minutes of checking you out for a heart attack, getting you in for an EKG, having a cardiologist looking at it.
Having an ER clinician.
ER clinician look at it. And then going from there. Again, these are just many of the ways that Shasta Regional Medical Center is upping the game in our community.
Absolutely.
And I didn't even mention your 13 new residents you have there.
Yep.
We do? Yeah.
And they're working. Are they working? I guess they've kind of like gotten into shifts too, right?
Yes, they are. We start day one.
So you're working with them, I'm sure.
I do work with some of them, yes.
And then they're working in other specialties throughout the city?
They work in different specialties. They work at the hospital. They work in some of the different clinics around town. So.
Yeah, or at the VA clinic, I understand.
Yep.
And this is another step forward
mm-hmm.
that you all have made. It didn't have anything specific to do with what we're talking about today, but it kind of does in many ways. You've got more hands, more people that know what they're doing.
Yep, try to help our community whatever way we can. So
you're doing a great job. Lynn-Ann, Doctor, and Jessica, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you, Carl. Always a pleasure.
Well, you know what? Shasta Regional Medical Center, you know, if you're... You want to feel, you know, Linda went there, as you know, and spent 4 days there. And the treatment she had and the results of it was so good that, you know, you tell.